we've been said and done. I think we're better off now, and I'm not the only one. The sights that were before my eyes were open, not at all. We'll never reach the beauty of the writing on the wall. So I'll pour myself yet another glass of wine and think about that far off distant time, that future that could possibly be.
So here I am, I'm in Des Moines' office, trying to install some Windows software, but she keeps talking to me about hardware and stuff I just don't understand.
But I'm going to be a motivational speaker now.
But I told her she needs to be a motivational speaker.
We're going to do a cheer for Zoloft. Z-O-L-O-F-T. Zoloft is just the pill for me.
So... anyway, so we're a bunch of Zoloft-taking whores up in this office. After this, after I stop talking, it's going to be Des Moines' story about her first encounter with Lily Tomlin many years ago, back in the halcyon days of the 80s, when people did lots of coke and wore lots of glitter. And then she's going to tell you about her most recent encounter with Lily Tomlin, which would be her second encounter with Lily Tomlin, I assume, correct?
Second.
Second person to person.
Categorical.
Yeah. So I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to let y'all hear that. And, all right.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you my story about my claim to fame with Lily Tomlin.
Okay.
All right, in about 1982, I was working at one of my first real jobs as a front desk clerk at the Radisson Plaza Hotel, which is right next to the Tennessee Performing Arts Center. And Lily Tomlin came to do her, stint at TPAC, and she stayed there for 10 days.
Keep talking.
Oh, stayed there for 10 days, and I met her sound manager and her road manager. I met the whole crew and sort of got to know them, you know, coming and going in the hotel and everything. So Lily checked out of the hotel one day and went to Paducah, Kentucky to see her mother. Well, you know, we were all excited at the hotel that we had met Lily Tomlin and everything. And a couple of days after Lily had left to visit her mom, the phone rang at the front desk of the hotel, and it was Lily's road manager. She calls and she asks for me. And I got on the phone and she said, "Look, Des Moines, we called you because Lily knows that if she got in touch with you, you would not expect anything from her, but you're going to have to meet us at a vet. We've got to find a vet, and we're going to meet you there because we have found these poor six dogs that are abandoned in the middle of the interstate." I was amazed. I was like, what in the world? So I called around town and found a vet, and called Lily back. It was way before the days of MapQuest or anything, and got the directions to this vet. And a couple hours later, I left my job and went over to the vet, and there, lo and behold, there was Lily Tomlin with a box that she picked up from the median of the interstate with a mother beagle dog and it's her five puppies that had 4,000 ticks and fleas on them. They were just in the worst shape.
Okay.
That is just so ugly.
Yeah, well.
So she gives the vet $600 and says, spay the mother, give all the shots to all the six dogs and the mother dog, and then Des Moines, you have to take these dogs home and take care of them. So I went and got the dogs, picked them up a couple of days later, take them home, and being a person who had never had my own animals and being 21 years old, I took them to my father's house and put them in the basement underneath the house, which was really big, but it was a basement. So these six dogs are under there, and they're there for about 2 weeks, and we'd go by there every day and feed them, and or get my dad to feed them. And my dad finally calls me and says, "Duane, you have got to come and get these dogs out from under the basement." So I went and bought, a dog run and collar and leashes and everything. I go out there, and I get all ready to let these dogs out from under the basement and put them on a leash. Well, being the naive dog person that I am, I opened the door underneath the house, and the six dogs flew out from under the house and took off across the fields of Mount Juliet, Tennessee, and looked back at me as if to say, "You will never see us again." So 2 weeks later, my phone rings at home at my apartment, and it's Lily Tomlin. And she's like, "How are the dogs?" And I'm like, "Well, they kind of went on a little field trip." So Lily says, "Get the dogs back. I don't care what you have to do. Get some meat, some steaks, something. Run through the fields. It doesn't matter what it takes. Get the dogs back." So
I'm just imagining you running through the fields holding, like, butcher block paper.
"Come back, dogs, come back.
Where are your dogs?" Yeah.
So, for 24 years, I have ridden on my Lily Tomlin fame of Lily Tomlin gave me six dogs. So now we're in 2006, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, not all about 2006, just really about last night, I guess.
Okay. So last night, Lily Tomlin was...
I mean, feel free to tell us all that's happened since January 1, but...
No. No, just in the world of Lily Tomlin. Yeah. So I went to see Lily last night. I wasn't able to get a ticket in advance, so I went down to the box office at about 5:30 and walked up and asked for a ticket and got one on the ninth row.
Wow.
So, and I had really tried to get tickets to the meet and greet. There was a fundraiser meet and greet afterwards, and I couldn't get tickets to that. And then I went down to a local bar and met some friends of mine and ended up running into the woman who organized the meet and greet, and she was like, Oh no, it's sold out. It's sold out in, 30 minutes, and there's just no way you could get a ticket. No way you could get in. And then I get to the show, and I'm sitting like right behind all the people that were going to the meet and greet.
Oh, cool.
And, I said, "Well, I'll be glad to donate money to the fund, the community fund, if somebody doesn't show up and I could go." So at the end of the show, Lily does her encore and says thank you and everything. And then she goes off stage. She gets some notes and comes back on stage and starts reading these notes that people have written to her. And there was probably 10 or 12 notes, and she went through them, and I sat there with anticipation thinking, she's going to tell about those dogs, because I had written about it on the guest book on her website. Well, long story short, she didn't actually mention the dogs or me, but one of the first things that she read said, "Do you remember babysitting the Creek children?" And so in the same row as me, down on the other end, there was a woman named Jean Creek, who was about 80-something years old, and all of her kids that Lily used to babysit in Detroit. So after the show was over, Lily mentioned, she talked to them from the stage and said, "Afterwards, Jean Creek, I love you. I want to see y'all backstage," and all this stuff. So after the show was over, the girl who I had asked if I could maybe get a last-minute ticket to the meet and greet sort of stood up and went to the other end of the aisle. It was obvious that she was sort of not interested in addressing whether or not I could slide in at the last minute. So I just sort of made my way over to the stage door. Mm-hmm. And next thing I know, I found myself as being one of Jean Creek's children.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
So all the So Lily's brother lives in Nashville. His name is Richard. And Richard comes out and meets and greets Gene Creek. And, you know, everybody's all happy to see everybody. And I guess Richard was there when Lily was babysitting the kids, too. So he knew the whole family and everything. And so they said, Richard, come on back. And so he said, come on, Gene Creek, it's time to go in. And then as he went in, there were like 30 or 40 people waiting to go in. Mm-hmm. So basically the entire crowd goes in, oh, and we start down these stairs. So we go down like four flights of stairs. Now, you got to remember, Gene Creek is like this feeble mm-hmm. person, and there wasn't any way that she was going to get back up those stairs. So as we move down the stairs, I'm talking to one of Gene Creek's kids and saying, well, I'm a nurse, so if your mom has any problem or anything, I'll be glad to help her. So we get to the bottom. They take us all the way down to this the bottom level. And Gene Creek is looking a little feeble by now, so I thought, well, being a good surrogate daughter, I better run and get her a chair. So I take off to the back of the T-Pack, mm-hmm. and until I found a chair, and I come back. When I get back into the room, it's like set up for a reception.
Yeah.
Everyone is gone except for Gene Creek and her kids.
Oh my
gosh. And they're
like,
we're in the wrong place. And I said, mm-hmm. well, there's an elevator around the corner. Let me go see if I can, y'all can get on it. So I go over there, and the elevator has only accessed by a key. So I said, look, I said, Gene Creek, you and your kids stay down here. I'll run upstairs and get somebody to get a key, mm-hmm. come back down and get y'all, and take you back up to the right place. Because mm-hmm. we're supposed to be one floor up, or Gene Creek and her kids were. Mm-hmm. So I went back up, and I started talking to one of the organizers from TPAC, and mm-hmm. and next thing you know, I turned around, and Gene Creek was upstairs, and she had gone into the bathroom because somebody had come along and, you know, put her on the elevator and brought her up. So I just sort of hung out next to Gene Creek and her kids. And then they took Gene Creek and put her in the green room. Mm-hmm. I guess there's something called the green room, and that's kind of where you...
It's an industry thing, yeah.
Right, but it was actually green.
Oh, it was literally green.
Right, so I go in the green room, and Gene Creek's sitting there, you know, looking like she's waiting for an MTA bus or something. Just, you know, just real sweet, just sitting there waiting. And Lily comes sort of out into the hallway, and all these different people start trying to talk to her. And she actually is, you know, milling around talking to people. And the little organizers were like, Lily, we've got to make pictures of you. Come on, we've got to go back to the stage. You've got to make pictures. And meanwhile, her brother is like wandering around, and everybody's saying, you know, where is he? And so, Richard was around, and he was fine, but there was this man who kept sort of talking to me, and I said, look, how are you doing? He said, I'm fine. He said, who are you, one of the Creek children? I said, no. I said, I'm just a girl from Nashville, and I said, I'll tell you what my claim to fame with Lily is. In 1982, she gave me 6 dogs. He said, I cannot tell you how many dogs Lily has picked up off the side of the road and brought to our house. She loves to pick up dogs and take them to somebody else's house so they can take care of them. So I thought, oh, I'm not as famous as I thought I was. For 24 years, I thought I was famous because Lily gave me 6 dogs. They come to find out she gives everybody dogs.
She's
and
got
like,
a girl in every city that yeah. she gives a dog to.
Yeah. Well, this was like her brother's partner or something, or brother's friend. So he goes out and comes back, and Lily was still up there getting pictures made, and he comes back in and he goes, so you're running this place, huh? He said, you're running this place, so are you can you tell me when Lily's gonna come be back? I mean, because I'm tired, I gotta go home. I said, well, actually, I don't run the place.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway,
you have this air of authority.
I know.
Before you go.
So he went off, and I said, well, I think Lily's just up there getting pictures made, and she'll be back in a minute. So Lily came back and back out, and the organizers moved her over to see this woman named Betsy, who was someone she had known from when she was a child. And then as Lily came through to go to the green room and see Jean Creek, I sort of intercepted her and just put my hand on her arm and said, Lily, my name is Des Moines. And she sort of looked at me and squinted her eyes and shook her head. And I said, 1982, I worked at the hotel next door. You stayed there. I became friends with your sound manager and you gave me 6 dogs. She looked at me and said, those dogs had more ticks than any dogs I've ever seen.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, well, it's good to see you. She said, it's good to see you again, Des Moines, too. And she walked off. And then there was a fella getting his picture made with her, so I turned around and took a picture of her. But anyway, oh, yeah. So that's my big claim to Lily Tomlin fame.
How was the show?
The show was fantastic. In fact, you know what is amazing about a show like that that has a really big impact on you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that I actually had a lot of the lines memorized.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, in the 50s, no one was gay. They were just shy.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for sharing.
Sharon?
Sharon.
My name is Des Moines.
Sharon's across the hall.
Yeah.
Okay, Ben, I'm going to stop it now. Why isn't my mouse working?
It is.